Memoria Press now offers 8 levels of the Simply Classical curriculum for children with special needs. These full-year packages help you teach reading, writing, arithmetic, art and music, poetry, science, history, Latin, classical and Christian studies in incremental and multisensory ways for mastery. Visit classicalspecialneeds.com and enter promo code LPR9 to save on resources for your home or school.
We now see so many Republican governors denying health care to millions of the most poorest and most vulnerable Americans by refusing even Medicaid expansion. I can't justify leaving millions of women without access to the care they need and the ability to exercise their constitutionally protected right. If I believe health care is a right, as I do, I can no longer support an amendment that makes that right dependent on someone's zip code. I've supported the Hyde Amendment like many, many others have. Because there was sufficient monies and circumstances where women were able to exercise that right, women of color, poor women, women are not able to have access, and it was not under attack as it was then, as it is now. But circumstances have changed.
That's presidential candidate Joe Biden speaking Thursday in Atlanta at a gala hosted by the Democratic National Committee, withdrawing his support for the Hyde Amendment and throwing his hat into the ring supporting federal funding for abortion. He says Roe is under attack, and that's why he's changed his mind rather suddenly. Indeed, it was just a day or so ago that he was talking about support for the Hyde Amendment that would have restricted and, in fact, banned all federal funding for abortion. Why the sudden change? Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be talking about presidential candidate Joe Biden's reversal on federal funding for abortion. Kristen Day, executive director of Democrats for Life, will be our guest for the first few minutes of the program. A little bit later, Jimmy Butts joins us. He's author of an article for the Christian Research Journal titled "The Origin and Insufficiency of the Black Hebrew Israelite Movement." We'll talk about their beliefs and their practices. Back in January, we heard the voices of the Black Hebrew Israelite movement in that viral video from the Lincoln Memorial, and many people were puzzled by some of the things they heard. They will try to undo that puzzle for you for about an hour or so. Then it's listener email and the Issues Etc. comment line, that email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and the comment line, 618-223-8382. Joining us to talk about presidential candidate Joe Biden's reversal on federal funding for abortion, Kristen Day, a regular guest and executive director of Democrats for Life in Washington, D.C. Kristen, welcome back.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on today.
The Washington Post has called Joe Biden's recent statement on federal funding for abortion a dramatic reversal. How dramatic is it?
It's very dramatic. He's had longstanding support for the Hyde Amendment his whole career. And just within 8 hours, he came out and said that he supports it and then he doesn't. And it doesn't appear to me that he gave it much thought on this reversal. It was just a knee-jerk reaction to, you know, a couple of activists talking to him.
What is the Hyde Amendment?
The Hyde Amendment prohibits taxpayer funding of abortion unless it's in the case of rape, incest, or life of the mother. It's a long-standing bipartisan policy that was first enacted way back in the 70s.
So why do you think Biden found it necessary, as you say, so quickly to withdraw his support from the Hyde Amendment now?
Right. Honestly, I think he just caved to the pressure. The abortion rights people, they're feeling a little desperate right now, and so they're really pushing this strong abortion extremism, and they put tremendous pressure on him and anyone else in the Democratic Party to support abortion in all cases. So it was very frustrating to see him cave so quickly.
Biden says that he believes federal funding for abortion is necessary now since Roe v. Wade is under attack. How do you respond to that?
You know, Roe v. Wade has been, the time has come, it's going to be challenged. So yes, but the attack is coming from both sides. So we have the Democratic Party pushing for this extreme legislation that really basically deregulates the abortion industry. And you know, have you ever met a Democrat that doesn't support regulation? So I don't know why we're giving the abortion industry a pass on this. And the second thing is, you know, most women who seek abortion are poor. So what we're saying here is that we want to, instead of supporting pregnant women and poor women and to have their children, we're just going to throw money at them to get rid of this alleged problem. And that's not very democratic either.
Biden is also framing federal funding for abortion within the debate about health care. He is talking about health care in the same sentence as abortion. Why is this?
This is what the abortion industry, they're trying to do. They're trying to say abortion is health care, which is couldn't be further from the truth. You know, in most cases, you know, the babies could survive or the babies could live. So it has nothing to do with health care at all. It's this either an inconvenience, a woman is feeling pressure to have an abortion because she doesn't feel like she can handle it, but it's certainly not health care.
Planned Parenthood President Leanna Wen wrote in response, "Happy to see Joe Biden's embrace of what we have long known to be true, Hyde blocks people, particularly women of color and women of low incomes, from accessing safe legal abortion care." How do you respond, Kristen?
I don't know where she's looking at getting her facts, but you know, most women who seek abortion, again, it hurts when we pay for abortions. We're paying for abortions for those poor and low-income communities, and it does affect women of color more with this taxpayer funding of abortion. When you look at New York, in areas such as the Bronx, the rate among African-American babies who are murdered is higher than the live births. So to say that the Hyde Amendment helps women, I don't know. That is certainly not true at all. I think if we're going to help women in those communities, we should do more to help them and support them have their babies instead of saying, you don't deserve to have a baby, so we're going to pay you for you to kill yours.
There have been ways found around the Hyde Amendment to fund abortion, often kind of in an indirect way, and pro-abortion lawmakers have found those. What are they?
Some of the states have passed legislation to use state funding for abortion because the Hyde Amendment says no federal funding for abortion. So there have been ways around it in different states. So there are states that do pay for abortions in cases other than Hyde.
What about federal funds that go to Planned Parenthood?
Yes, I know that you can make the argument that money is fungible. So the money that Planned Parenthood gets from the federal government can be used for abortion as well.
Why has support for federal funding for abortion, at least it appears to have become a political necessity for the current crop of Democratic presidential candidates?
You know, again, I think the abortion industry is feeling pretty desperate right now because it looks like Roe v. Wade is on track to get overturned. And so they're trying to push and push and push and get everyone to support their point of view that abortion is a necessity for women, which couldn't be further from the truth. So it's very disappointing to see all the candidates pushing that way. But from a perspective, if you're looking at that, might work in the to help people with the base voters and Democratic voters who are going to support abortion rights. But when you get to the general election, if you have an abortion extremism candidate, they're not going to get the support they need to beat Donald Trump.
To my way of thinking, this push into the extremes of abortion support, as you have just pointed out, it's not politically wise. They are virtually guaranteeing that in the general election, abortion is going to be one of the major, if not the major issue in the presidential election.
It's about 100, I mean, one third of Democrats consider themselves pro-life. And when you look at Democrats who support reasonable regulation of the abortion industry, that is even higher. So you do have this core group of Democrats who wants abortion up to 9 months, but again, if somebody like a Kristen Gillibrand, who said publicly she doesn't even want her votes, if she's the nominee, then Donald Trump is going to win. So I think the Democrats are making a huge strategic error right now, and starting with Joe Biden's flip-flop. That was just a big mistake because a lot of the pro-life Democrats thought, well, he might be the one that we can support because at least he supports the Hyde Amendment. But now he just turned away a third of Democratic voters and saying that he's not the candidate.
What would happen if Hyde were to become history, so to speak, if through whatever legislative process we were not reconsidering Hyde on a regular basis here in America?
I think you'd see more low-income women being told that this was the answer, that abortion was the right answer for them and we'll pay for it. You know, when you're financially strapped and you're looking at two options of we'll pay for your abortion, or you have a child that is not going to be supported, you know, I think it's going to hurt more poor women and women of color. It's the exact wrong direction to go, and especially for the Democratic Party, who says that they want to help all those who need assistance, and we're giving this bad option to women.
If there were federal funding for abortion across the board, would it increase the number of abortions? We've seen those numbers falling in the last decade.
We have seen them falling, but when you look at a state like New York that has unlimited state funds for abortion, they have the highest abortion rate in the nation. In fact, one out of every 10 abortions are performed in New York. So I think if we're looking at what happens when we pay for unlimited numbers of abortions, New York is a scary example of what can happen.
If you had just a few minutes to speak to candidate Joe Biden and advise him on the issue of abortion and federal funding for it prior to his announcement, what would you say?
Well, I'd say there's a wide open lane of people who in the Democratic Party that would come out and that for him to lead. People who do not want abortion to be available up to 9 months. You know, he could be a great leader for people to bring the Democratic Party back to safe, legal, and rare, to bring some moderation on this issue, and really look at ways that we can support pregnant women. There are these amazing healthcare clinics for women that are popping up all over the place that don't provide abortion, but they do support women to healthcare, diapers, you know, and medical care for women. And we should look at expanding those rather than paying for public funding of abortion.
How beneficial would it be for the pro-life movement and the Democratic Party for a pro-life candidate from the Democratic Party to run for president?
It would be tremendously beneficial, because we need to have a really honest discussion in the Democratic Party, because this direction we're going is going to really kill the Democratic Party. But to have this honest discussion with a true pro-life Democrat, true pro-life for the whole life, that supports all the Democratic values and then disagrees on this one issue, I think it would be very, very, very powerful. You know, and John Bel Edwards would be my choice, but he's running for re-election for governor in Louisiana, so we'll have to wait maybe 4 more years for him to lead the pro-life Democrats within the party. But yes, it would be tremendously beneficial.
Finally, how big of a setback is it for someone like Joe Biden, now running for president, to reverse his career-long position on federal funding for abortion?
Yeah, I mean, we saw the effect immediately when he went down in the polls. So, yeah, I don't think it was a smart move at all. I don't know. He wasn't listening to, I know, some of the advisors that I talked to that said he shouldn't do that. So it was a huge mistake for him to flip-flop on this, because there are 25 candidates running and trying to get the abortion lobby and the abortion vote. So he could have got a whole one-third of the party that doesn't want to go that direction behind him.
Kristen Day is executive director of Democrats for Life in Washington, D.C. You'll find a link to Democrats for Life at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Kristen, thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you so much.
When we come back, it's the beliefs and practices of the Black Hebrew Israelite movement. Jimmy Butts will be our guest. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills, too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the gift of Latin today. To order, visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR9. Memoria Press, saving Western civilization one student at a time.
Hey, Todd. What have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore. Thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. Thecleaningauthority.com.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Discover a truly Lutheran approach to education. Concordia University Chicago's Center for the Advancement of Lutheran Liberal Arts supports a vibrant, growing community of classical educators. Whether you're a teacher, administrator, parent, or homeschooler, we have the resources and contacts you need to start a child's journey into the Lutheran liberal arts. Visit cuchicago.edu/calla. That's C-A-L-L-A.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death, and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.